This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think is way more troubling and certainly should frustrate a lot of baseball fans. And this is the fact that the head of the MLB Players Association, Tony Clark, is already out here to Sportico saying, yeah, we expect a lockout after the 2026 season. Quote, unless I'm mistaken, the league has come out and said there's going to be a work stoppage. So I don't think I'm speaking out of school in that regard. For those that don't know, the current CBA will expire December 1st. Of 2026. It's obviously March of 2025 now. The fact that you are this far out, and in fairness, I think the league too, maybe to a certain extent, already both acknowledging, oh yeah, we're going to have a work stoppage. That just sucks as a baseball fan to hear already this far in advance that they both realize, oh yeah, we're in for a war kind of thing here when it comes to negotiating.
You got 24 months to work.
Start working on it now. That's not how they do it though, man.
Why?
It's crazy.
It's just like, does this sport hate its fans? Like, and I love baseball. I genuinely love baseball, but it's like, this is really for me, the only remaining issue that like holds them back. They've moved up the pace of play. They've got some stars. They're trying to increase the action. Their playoffs are great. They got some things that really, really, really work in their favor as a sport. But if every 5 years I got to watch you not play baseball because mom and dad are fighting again, like, it's just too much. And to say 2 years in advance, you were already anticipating a work stoppage. I hate hearing that. I really hate hearing that.
Rob Manfred told The Athletic about a month ago in a quote that was just bizarre kind of as well. He said, it's actually a positive. Quote, there is leverage associated with an offseason lockout in the process of collective bargaining under the National Labor Relations Act works based on leverage. The great thing about offseason lockouts is the leverage that exists gets applied between the bargaining parties. Like, no fan wants to hear that. Saying that, it's the great thing.
It's
about
actually good if we get locked out.
The great thing about offseason lockouts. Yeah, leverage, I guess.
No,
for
the last lockout cost you half a season.
I guess for the owners,
not that much. Cost you like a week.
The pressure you put on players, because there's obviously you're talking about financial elements and families trying to make it work. And I'm not talking about the higher end guys. I'm talking about the guys that are on the low end of the totem pole payroll wise in Major League Baseball. The fact that you do a lockout, you do that strictly to put them in a really, really tough spot where they're forced to get back to work and cave. That's why on that side, you think it's a positive or whatever. Like, we all know the two biggest issues, salary cap, salary floor. The luxury tax is kind of a soft cap. The floor,
there is no floor.
There is none. And I don't think, while players would love a salary floor, I don't think owners have any intention of ever doing that. And so here we are. And
unless it came with a cap and the players don't want a cap.
And that's why both parties understand that likely heading to a lockout. You cannot, with the stars in the league right now, and obviously here in Kansas City, thinking about what that would mean, that'd be right in the middle of the prime years of Bobby Witt Jr. I know we're talking something in 2026.
It's just an off-season lockout, though. You know, like, to his point.
I don't know, man.
Like, the last lockout didn't really cost them. Like, remember, we had planned, like, a wiffle ball game because we were going to do opening day, even if baseball wasn't right. Going to do opening day. And they did this, like, truncated spring of nonsense that felt like it set some Royals pitchers back and was a bit bizarre a little bit. But they got the season in, right? Most of the games were played. The problem is that, let's just say you play 162 games, but you're locked out. December, January, February, and March, you know, even parts of March, and you do this truncated thing, and you get to the regular season, it's like a couple weeks late, but you get to it, and you do everything you're supposed to do outside of that. You guys are forgetting about another part of this, Major League Baseball, which is optics. We, as fans, tune out when billionaires fight against millionaires over million. You know, like, it turns into this, like, you get turned off by the sport because every 5 years I got to watch you fight again. That's the problem. It's not that you, like, I actually think it would cost him 80 games or something. I don't think.
Oh, see, I think the concern is that they will actually miss games in 2026. If they miss January and February, I don't think fans really care that much because they're like, okay, whatever. Are you missing games in 2026? And based on the wording that's already being used, verbiage.
Sounds like they're both just agreeing to it, essentially.
I think there's a real chance. Like, this is, I truly think there will be games missed in 2026, and that is just devastating to a sport that does have a lot of stars right now in it, that's has some decent momentum going for it. But we all know there's so many entertainment options, and we know the demographics of the league are trending older than other sports. They just are, and you're always trying to get the younger sports fan to care about your sport and how regionalized it is, and you're trying to make it a national sport. A lot of this has to do with the TV stuff, which is a whole other topic of conversation. Yes. Around the same time, I hope that's not the case, but like right this second, if you said, do I think they will miss games in 2026, I would say yes. Let's say it was worst case scenario, it was an entire year lockout. There's some fans that would, much like in the 90s, would say, I'm just done, I don't care, even if maybe it that's what it takes to get a salary floor, or that's what it takes to get a salary cap. I think that would be good for the sport long term, but in the short term, you're going to have some fans that are upset that maybe the diehards will be there. The casual fan may just say, "Hey, I don't need this thing," and that's the danger and the risk
like
that both parties are
watching
playing.
Baseball during the 94 strike for a while, and it took him a long, probably till the Royals were good again in 14 or 15 to come fully back.
Yeah, I mean, someone on the text line says their dad, they said, hasn't watched a single game since the strike in the 90s, and he's not alone. Obviously, there's some people that came back. A lot of people came back, but that's the danger. And I know it's so, you're like, well, it's just so far out. Why are we talking about it?
Because they're talking about it
already. That's what sucks.
Like, they're already, like, they're not just talking about it. They're saying, oh, yeah, we'll have a work stoppage. It's fine. And you're like, no. And then you got the commissioner being like, oh, it's good. We like to break. We like to take stoppages. It's good to have a little break because then we're forced to get back together.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
I understand.
You guys just did this. Like, that's part of it. It's like, you just did this. Work out a longer deal. How about that? Let's start with that. Put 20 years on paper or something. Let's get over whatever the nonsense is. Is there anything else they want besides cap and floor? Like, I haven't heard a single and the legitimate problem is one side wants one thing, definitively doesn't want the other, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So I guess good luck? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. You guys want opposing things.